You're listening to an exclusive Cup of Joe Morning Show interview here on The Sound of Life.
How you doing, sir?
I'm good, man. Good to chat to you again. It's been a while.
It has been a little bit. You've probably been pretty busy. You had a relaxing time. I think I talked to you right after you did your trip to Israel, and then you stopped by your homeland in Ireland. You had just gotten back, so that was pretty refreshing, huh?
Yeah, I forgot I was with this time last year. None of the thing. But yeah, we've been busy. It's been, well, first, we took 70 days off over Christmas just to spend time with our families, and, you know, because we've been touring so hard for so many years.
Right.
But we're back out hitting it hard, Nigel.
Hitting it hard. You know what? People want to know, though, how's your family?
Family are great. You know, we had another little boy.
Right.
He's 9 months old. So we have four kids now. I feel like I've got 15 of them. But they're good. And I mean, because we prioritize them over that period, you know, December, January, I think it's made our marriage, you know, much healthier and stronger, and our family unit tighter.
Yeah.
Now when I do go back out, I just feel like we're in it together again, you know, because
yeah,
we're hurting a wee bit. But I feel like we're back at it and we're all on the same page.
Do you get excited? Who gives you a call when they say, do you want to be on the Hits Deep Tour?
This time, who called me this time? I think it was my manager. Yeah, no, super excited. Like, I've been a huge Toby Mac fan, you know, for years. To be on the same stage with him every night, and never mind the stage, but just hang out with him, you know, backstage, and get to know him and his crew and those people is an incredible honor. Like, they're the real deal, Joe. You know, there's no pretense, there's no ego, there's no weird attitude. They're just the most honest, kind, incredibly talented, Jesus-loving people we've ever met in the road.
It's a good thing, because Darren would be like, hey, if it's not real, if I don't see lives change, I'm not getting on that stage with it.
No, I would struggle. Honestly, I think this year we've really gone back to why we started this and why we came here, which was to really see people's lives just completely changed, turned around. And so everything we do has to have some meaning to it. Like, if we're just doing shows for the sake of doing them, it's pointless. But when you see how Toby lives, and then when you see the Spirit of God working through him every night, it's something I can get behind. That's a vision I can follow, and a man I can trust and support for the season.
Absolutely. You're kind of known for surprising people in audiences, I know, in early days, because you call people out.
I do. I call people out. I call myself out an awful lot more, you know. I every night of the show, I just make sure that my attitude is right, that my heart is right, that I'm not going around pointing finger out at other people and have a big plank hanging out of my own eye.
Right.
You know, so, but one thing we have learned in this last season is that if we're going to call people out on anything, we've got to call them out in the kindness of God.
Right.
There's enough people in the world that want to look at people and say, this is what you're doing wrong. But I want to be a man that looks at people and go, yeah, I see your heartache and I see your brokenness. But let me tell you about someone who's going to draw you, and that person draws you through kindness. And so the Lord is starting to take some of those edges off me, and that he's still giving me this ferocious desire to see culture change and people change, but he's teaching me how to do that with his love and his kindness and his mercy and his grace, and so I don't need to do that on my own, which is really beautiful.
How are you guys doing musically? You know, I mean, it's kind of an odd question, but I thought, you know, is there anything, you going to change anything up, or you got new things? What's going on there?
Oh, yeah, massive. So, we're going to be coming out next weekend, next Friday. And so, the first two songs in that are Maybe It's Okay and a song called The Devil Is a Liar. So, the new EP, everything was tracked live in the studio, and every single instrument. It was just real old school, and it was so beautiful. So that's coming out, six new songs, but at the same time, we're back writing again. We spent two nights ago with a seven-piece gospel choir down in Nashville. So the new music sounds, it's just so raw and so full of energy, and it's just a different season, you know?
Wow.
It's beautiful how every record represents a different season in our lives. So God says something new, but as he's saying something new, the sound becomes new. So this record won't sound anything like our first record, and the next one that comes out in the fall won't sound anything like this one.
Wow.
It's just this mashup of of God doing different things at different times, and they're coming out sonically different too.
Wow. I haven't checked your schedule yet, but I'd be really excited to see you, you know, you guys in a concert by yourself. So maybe this summer.
Yeah, we'll be coming up that way in the summer, I think. I'm pretty sure we are.
You get to do some
headline and stuff on festivals.
Yeah, you start making an impact, though, then you start getting really busy. People start tugging at you, don't
they? We're really grateful for that, but we're learning how to say yes to the right thing. Because you have to remember that every time we say yes to something, we're saying no to somebody else.
Right.
And usually that's no to our families. And so when we say yes, it means that we're all in, and we're really going to just put everything into it. So if we come up your way, you can be sure that we're not messing, we're not playing.
Yeah, well, I saw you one time. You were up around here, and you had a little issue at home, you know, and that's got to be tough when all those miles are separating and you've got responsibility and your wife is on the other end breaking down. I mean, that's really, man, that's tough. Just thinking about that, Darren, that time, you know, that was that's tough to watch. So, really, but, you know, if we should get together and pray for you guys, if we knew what you were going through, I bet you we'd be on our knees more for you guys, you know, because we do tend to see the records and the stage and things and the Hit Deep tour and things like that and kind of forget that you're regular people.
Well, I think people forget that, yeah, that's the idea, that we're just regular folks trying to do the best we can. And, you know, I woke up this morning and we're in Dayton, Ohio, and we're out for 10 days. And honestly, I woke up this morning just feeling super lonely, disconnected from everything, and just really missing my wife and my kids. And I'm a loner in many ways, so I can survive on my own for a while. But I don't know, just today, it's a rough day for me. And I'm so grateful, and we're so thankful that we get to do this. But there are days where you just have to press in and push on because your heart is somewhere else. My heart's back in Nashville today with my family.
I bet.
But my spirit is here, and so the Lord has desired for me to be here. And if he's told me to be here, which he has, I'm going to put everything I have into today.
Wow. That'll give you guys hear that. We're praying for you, man. I'll tell you. Now, I should have done this early, but I wanted to touch base on something because I know that you still do not eat cheese that comes out of a can. I'm sure that'll never happen, and neither will the kids. That's something you'll pass down for generation to generation. But is there any Southern food that you never ate that you really like?
I don't know. Is catfish a Southern food?
Well, it's kind of that way, I guess. Yeah, I guess so. You know, mainly because I guess they were so prevalent and they were easy to catch, I guess.
Well, sure. So maybe it is, but I always thought the catfish would be really gross. It's just the name of it. You know,
right.
If something tastes like the sound of its name, you're like, catfish is going to be rough. But it was beautiful. Every time I see catfish, I'm like, yum, yum. I'm in. But you had asked me that a year ago. There's no way I would eat something with the word cat in it.
That's interesting, right? Yeah, I think a lot of it's the way it's prepared. I've heard people talk about that, so that's really good. You got some good preparers. Well, we all like food. We all talk about that. You know, it's kind of neat. And I mean, hey, Jesus showed us, you know, that he can create something out of your nothing by taking a lunch that was fish, and, you know, and feeding everybody. So I thought that was great. That's pretty awesome. You'll be thinking about that. But Darren, I pray for your health and your spiritual well-being and physical well-being as you travel around. So that's going to be absolutely awesome. That's kind of neat being in a. I mean, you got to admit it, right? Come on, it's kind of neat being in a stadium. Come on now.
it is. You know, I think the thing with We Are Messengers though is, you know, we're equally excited about playing to, like, we'll do a club show in Nashville in a couple of weeks, and there'll be 100 people there because it's an over 18 dive bar show, but the Lord has called us there too, you know. And we'll be just as excited playing that over 18 dive bar show with a terrible sound system as we are playing the arena. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's exactly right. God knows that. God knows where your attitude is. That's what your heart is.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
But at the same time, maybe if I wasn't able to do these shows, maybe I wouldn't be as excited about the dive bar.
I mean, let's be honest. When we go on a missions trip and come back, we're like, we're feeling a little bit better about ourselves, you know. So, we're human. We're all human. Yeah, I like to hear people talk about that. Well, man, it's been good to catch up with you. It really has. And I can't wait till you get in one of our little churches and light it up. Man, can't wait for that. But it's great.
We'll see you soon, please, God.
All right. Yeah, right. And you just stay Darren. You stay good old Darren that God loves and works through. It's pretty awesome, all right?
I don't know what else I can do.
There you go. You never thought it was going to be like this. This is incredible, isn't it? What God is doing. It's amazing.
That's ridiculous. All right, Joey. Thanks, Mitt.
Thank you very much, Darren, sir. Appreciate you. God bless you.
I don't know whether you were mimicking my accent there, but it was pretty good.
Okay. All right.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.